Network Marketing 2.0, episode 107. For more marketing and free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to revisit some network marketing 2.0 stuff, how to build a thriving business in the digital age. Now, I want you to note, I did not say how to build a digital business. I did not say how to use digital platforms to build a business. I'm saying specifically how to build a thriving business in the digital age. And a lot of people, a lot of us, we don't want to come to terms. It's reality. It's here to stay. We are in the digital era. And if you don't adjust, okay, if you don't adjust your business accordingly and the way you do your business accordingly, you are going to struggle for a long time because your business is about people. I had a discussion with a friend of mine yesterday at a barbecue. Yes, yesterday was Memorial Day, right? And I was telling him, I said, we were talking about church, okay? I was telling him, well, church is, you know, there's a business aspect to church. It is spiritual, but yeah, there's a business aspect to church. And people that don't want to acknowledge that, they always struggle with growing the church. It's the same thing in business. And I noticed that a lot of people in network marketing have that same feel. They have a feel of just coming to socialize. And even though they will never admit it, but then their reality is exactly that, and that's why they struggle. Once you start realizing that this is business, then you would not ever argue that you need to adjust things accordingly in the digital age. So as I was talking to my friend, I told him, like, well, business is very simple. Business is essentially about the people. It's about the market. It's about paying attention to the market. It's about paying attention to the people. And and adjusting accordingly. Because again, if you're not paying attention to people, how people consume information in a digital age, then you would continue to argue that some old school way is better than some new school ways. You will justify, you will say all type of things. Like, listen, if you want to even do, if your goal is to use home meetings to build your business, like, my friend Todd Falcone was suggesting, in one of his episodes on his YouTube channel, which I pay a lot of attention to, if you want to do that, you still need to pay attention to digital age, ways that people consume information. So if you want to send out a reminder, it's okay to send a text message out and say, hey, what's up, John? Just wanted to send you a quick reminder about today's meeting or today's get together we have at my crib, right? You want to use a language that's welcoming, that's fun, that's, you know, because yeah, we're in that era that everything is being dumbed down. But if you're paying attention, it's not necessarily being dumbed down. It's actually just an opportunity for you to reach out to a lot more people more effectively. Some other people are busy crying. Okay, most people are busy crying about, oh yeah, everything is dumbed down, people use emojis. Yeah, people use emojis to communicate because they can be quicker, because time is everything, more importantly now than ever before. So if people are using emojis to communicate, just realize that it's that time and age, and you as a business person, as an entrepreneur, you don't get to whine or complain about it. What you do is you get to adjust accordingly to the game. After all, no moral standards is being compromised, right? None of that is being compromised. At the end of the day, what you get to do is you get to communicate more effectively with your audience and to bring them aboard on what you're trying to get them to do. The exact action you're trying to get them to take. You want to recruit them. You want them to get started. You want them to launch their business properly. You want to do any of those things. You need to do what you got to do, as long as you're not breaking any moral standards, to get them to do it in the digital age. If people don't like picking up the phones in the digital age, they'll rather you text them first. Why not use it? Okay? Why do we get stuck on old ways for no reason, for literally no reason? Okay? So yes, I want you to get with the game. Let me repeat myself. You are in the digital era. Time is more important than ever before, especially for you as an entrepreneur. You need to move faster. You need to move as fast as your audience, as your market are moving. And if you don't do that, you're going to be left behind. When it comes to lead generation, you cannot wait until you get to Walmart to generate another lead for the day. You just can't wait for that. There are better ways, there are faster ways, there's more qualified ways to do that. Okay? And I'm not telling you to automate everything in the world. I'm just telling you to automate how you attract people into your business. So when it comes to lead generation, you have to automate a lot of that. You have to automate systems in place that attract people, attract phone numbers, attract email address into your database on a daily basis. You need to have more leads than time allow you to speak to, because that's how you're going to thrive in the digital age. Are we making sense? Now, how do you invite people to your business? I think I touched on that a little bit here. How do you invite people to your get together at your home? I'm not a big fan of inviting people or home meetings. I'm not. But does it work? Absolutely. It can still work. Okay, if that's all you have, it can still work. But don't hesitate to use the text messages. Don't hesitate to be free. Don't hesitate to wear jeans to the get together. Don't hesitate to chit chat and have fun with people and have a drink here and there while you're doing the presentation or while you're showing people what you want to show them. It's a home party. And if you do anything beyond being a party, it's going to be boring. And people in the digital age needs to have an environment that's social. Okay. That's just fun. Okay. And if you don't do that, again, you're going to look stiff. You're going to look like the ass, and you don't want to be that, because you're not going to attract the quality people that you're looking to attract into your business. Of course, there are certain lines you don't want to cross, but I'm telling you right now, you need to relax, okay? Because we're in that age. If they call it dumbing it down, then oh well. Bottom line is that people don't like to be stressed out, okay? They don't want to be stressed out, but they can still be very productive in spite of all of that. Does that make sense? So if you want to recruit more people into your business, you have to use attraction marketing. That's essentially what I'm trying to tell you, okay? In the digital age, attraction marketing has been there since the beginning of mankind, but in the digital age, it's much more important than ever, ever before, okay? So I want you to understand that. It's much more important than ever before. People don't like to be harassed, okay? And I'm sure you don't like to be harassed either, right? So relax. Get to know people. Get to understand see where they're coming from. Ask questions. That's attraction marketing. You find out what people want. You give it to them, and you do it to more people than your average competitor. You win the game. Does that make sense? You get to win the game by simply doing that. So that's what I have for you on this episode. As far as follow-up, how do you follow up in the digital age? Well, we have something we call autoresponders today. That's one. Number two, if you have more fresh blood coming into your business, there's something called retargeting. Today, you can literally retarget. Facebook will allow you for like $5 to retarget everybody that visits your page with a relevant message, reminding them about what you show them or what you offer them in the first place. As far as follow-up, physically, like you want to follow up with your family, friends, or quote-unquote warm market, use a text message. Hey, Ola, give me a call about that thing I told you. Give me a call when you have a chance. Don't just call them. Well, you can try to call them. They're not going to pick up. Okay? But the average person can respond to a text. They can take their time to think that, hey, you're not even pressurizing them. You just say, hey, let's catch up about that thing I spoke to you about. Again, if they don't answer, so what? You have 7 billion people in the world, billions of people online today. What is your point exactly about pressurizing people in follow-up? Your follow-up has to be subtle and it has to be value-driven, okay? Your presentation has to be value-driven as well, too. That's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.